11 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, and it's a huge good morning to Paige Wablington from Happier by Design. Design, what is it? Now you see, I'm redesign interiors.
Yes.
But I knew Happier by Design was the thing.
The slogan.
Redesign yeah. interior. Paige, welcome to the morning show.
Thanks so much.
And obviously it's been a long haul because you're up in the highway area and you've come to Ballito to spread a little love. But you're moving your operations focus to Ballito because, well, let's face it, there's so much happening here. Makes
yep.
a lot of sense.
Yep.
So tell us about your particular offer. What makes Redesign Interiors Happier by Design?
So we've got a really creative brand, and I think if you have a look at our stuff, you'll see that. I'm a firm believer in being happy as much as I can, and I love to surround myself with that. And obviously interiors have got that effect on people. You know, if you've got something that you love that you go into every day, it can make you happier every yeah. day you walk in.
And yeah. what is it about a design that can change a gloomy space into something happier?
I think that's really based on the person that uses that space. You know, somebody might absolutely adore the color blue, and if they had blue walls and a blue couch, it would just make them happier every day. So it's really about the exploration of that.
Okay, yeah. so every client has their particular happy point, and that's part of what you do.
Yeah.
In terms of your, so it's not mass production. It's by literally case by case.
Yeah, exactly.
So if I was a client. And here we are sitting in this studio. How would you go about redesigning, there we go, the studio to make me happier?
Well, it all begins with having a conversation, right? I mean, we can't just know what's going to make you happier, but just by seeing you. So we go in, we chat to people, we figure out what their little dislikes and likes are. It takes a little bit of exploration because not everybody's upfront with all of those things. So it might be like, oh, where do you like to go on holiday? What's your favorite destination? What's your favorite color? Like, you know, just those little conversations, and we start to bring out the personality of people, and then from there we can go, okay, yeah, I think this person likes that. Yeah. Okay.
And do you ever go, oh my God? Okay. Hey, I mean, is there any element of guidance? Because, I mean, I can see there are tastes and there are tastes. Because, I mean, it's also shared space, isn't it?
Yeah, and I, you know, obviously there are some things that you kind of go, oh gosh, I wouldn't really do that. But that's the whole challenge, right? Is that you've got to find out what some people really like and then make it beautiful for them. So even if they like gargoyles and, well, I don't know, whatever it might be, you've got to figure out a way that will make it look amazing. And their friends even come in and go, oh my gosh, don't like gargoyles, but the space looks amazing.
Okay. So is there a design principle that you apply as a sort of default? We go to first things first, we strip out all the schmutter and start with a fresh canvas.
So I don't really know about design principle that I always use, but like I said, I think, you know, getting to know the person really is the crux of it. Once you've got that kind of down, then you can get the rest of it going.
Okay.
But decluttering obviously is a massive, that could make a difference in somebody's life without doing anything else.
I was thinking, I watched the Marie Kondo documentary rather reluctantly, because I thought, make a documentary about tidying drawers. It was absolutely fascinating, and apparently this is one of the principles that makes you happy, getting rid of the clutter. Because we tend to want to surround ourselves with all our things.
Yeah,
you know?
We hoard.
I mean, haven't you got a drawer king that is full of
old
remotes or dead batteries? Or, you know, I don't know, why do we collect those things?
Why do we keep them, yeah. Hey? E-waste.
Everyone's got a drawer full of keys that fit nothing.
Yep.
Hey?
Yep.
Or expired medicines, you know, like a tube of that cream for something. I don't know, I might use it someday. Old eye drops. Yes, they've expired here. I'm still, they're not empty, I'm keeping them. Hey, what do you do with clients like us?
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, most of the times when we come in, we do strip everything down, so we take it away. And I'm actually surprised a lot of the time I go back to visit them for whatever reason, you know, a couple of years later, and they haven't changed a thing. Like the vase that I put in that corner is still in that corner. You know, so I think once you've taken the stuff out and you realize, oh, this is actually making me feel much better every day, then you don't want to put anything back. So you just stop.
So
I'm sure there's still stuff in a drawer, though.
Can't take our drawers off. Do you specialize mainly in corporate space or mainly in domestic space, or is there no difference?
So I do love to work with the residential space because it is a lot more personal, and we can really like draw something out of somebody. So I always come in with a bit of a wild card, and you know, guys are like, "Oh, I want white," and I just want it to be peaceful and calm. And then I'll come in and I'll bring like, "Oh, look at this amazing fabric that's got greens and blues and delicious monsters all over it," or whatever it might be. And sometimes you just pull that little bit out of somebody and it gets really exciting and they start to have fun with it. And then, you know, that's really cool. And corporate spaces are also great because it's not personal. So you can have a little bit more fun. People aren't that much that attached to it. And then you can also go with the brand. So it's like, okay, our brand is blue and purple, and then you know, just go and have fun with that.
Corporate colors,
yeah,
my worst. And then what about trending colors, because we're going through a bit of a gray phase at the moment. It's been for a while. You know, houses a while back were lovely shades of peach or pink with green roofs, and then they went to different color, and then gray, and then dark gray, and now moving through lighter gray. We're still in the gray phase, and it's trending. You get colors, but surely, well, you are the expert. How important are trending colors for you?
I tend to stay away from trending colors. Like, I really want to get more color into spaces. That's one of my biggest things.
So you don't like gray?
No, I mean, it's a good neutral background, but I mean, if we could have a blue wall or a pink wall or a green wall, you know, that's accent. A lot more exciting. Yeah.
So there's a space for accent walls. And then what about bits of art to go onto the accent wall?
Yeah. I mean, so normally I'm always say to guys, you know, where was your favorite place to go, or what's your favorite memory? Like, let's make an art piece out of that. So when every time you look at that art, you're like, oh, you know, that was just amazing. And it just reminds you about that memory all the time.
So do you commission artworks?
Yeah. There's lots of amazing artists out there.
Okay. So this is interesting. Sure. So you actually custom design for the client something that is going to be unique.
Yes.
I love that.
Hence why they're always happier by design.
Yeah.
Wow. Makes sense.
So tell us some of your more difficult assignments. Just one. Come on.
Well, we did have a client that had a love for animals and had a lot of them, and they became a part of the construction team.
The animals?
Yeah. They were there. They spoke to us. They were there a lot.
What?
So it was a bit of a challenge, you know. We had birds and all sorts kind of in the space.
So what did you build? Cages into the room or something like that?
No. They were just there. They were there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what has been your biggest triumph?
Oh, gosh. So at the moment, we're working on an amazing project in Rwanda, and that really has been so exciting to do. And we're just at the finishing point now, and everybody that goes in is just, you know, they just say wow. They don't really know what else to say. They're just saying wow all the time. So that's amazing. It's really a good feel-good project at the end of it.
In Rwanda?
In Rwanda, yeah.
What's it like in Rwanda?
Beautiful. Country's amazing. It's so clean. The people are so friendly, so accommodating. I've been working there for the last 4 years, and I don't even have one bad story. Like, it's just been amazing.
Is that a place you think that you could live?
I would live there if I could buy my comfort things that I like. But there's not very much in Rwanda.
Okay. All right.
That would be the only reason.
So you work internationally as well? It's not just South Africa, not just North Coast KZN or Highway?
Yeah.
And moving to Balito, who would be best in terms of suited to your particular design style? Who are your ideal clients?
So, I mean, anybody that's looking to design a beautiful space that they are going to feel great in, not afraid to do a little bit of crazy things maybe, definitely new builds. It's so great to have something from the start so that we can really work on the end aesthetic with the client and the architect involved.
So if you're listening to this and you're about to embark on the finishing touches of your new build and you're looking for a good design aesthetic and you are keen to be happy Yeah, I mean, this is the thing.
Yeah.
You know, there's design and then there's happier by design. And I think that's something that often is overlooked. What's going to make a dramatic impact and all that? Yeah. But does it make you happy?
Exactly.
Not really.
Yeah.
But it's cool. No, it's not. You want to live in a place and you want to work in a place that makes you happy. You should be chatting to Paige. How do people get hold of you?
So they can go onto our website and fill in a contact form and get hold of us through that, or they can give me a call. All our information is out there.
Redesign Interiors.
Yes.
Happier by design. So it's lovely to be chatting to the happy Paige Woplington from Redesign Interiors. And you could be too, simply going online to Redesign. Find out more. I mean, there are options. Of course there are. And the beauty is you have the choice. But ultimately, you got to do what makes you happy. So it's been lovely chatting on the morning show. We look forward to our next engagement. And it's not every day that you have a chance to meet someone that makes you happy, and we're delighted that you've popped into the morning show today. Look at us, beaming from
ear to ear.
Exactly. And if you have just joined us and missed the gist of the conversation with Paige Woplington from Redesign Interiors, don't worry. It's going up as a podcast really soon with a photograph, and you'll be able to see Paige and the King together. What a dynamic couple. And the morning show continues.